Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. God bless. This is Jeff Edwards. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. This is a day the Lord hath made. We will be glad and we will rejoice in it. Let's just set it right from the tone as we begin today going into the Word of God and discovering the power of a seed. We've looked at, over the last several weeks, we've talked about the heart of man and how it's the seed. And I want you to listen to this in Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Don't use your mouth to tell lies. Don't ever say things that are not true." The Bible tells us that whatever we're going to speak, that we should speak and let everything we say be yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Listen to Isaiah 55, verse 11. This is the Lord talking now. This is not Jeff Edwards. This is the Lord talking, and he's speaking to you right now. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and not return unto me void." That word void means ineffective. Let's understand this, that there is a productive word. God has a productive word going to you right now. And the ground of our heart has everything to do with it. I've talked to you about the Methuselah seed. And that's a seed that they found on Masada, that they planted and germinated, and after 2,000 years, a seed that had been in Masada, they got to produce a tree. Can I tell you what? God has seeds in your life that if you'll germinate them, if you'll properly care for them, that you'll see the abundant harvest come to pass in your life. This coming week, I'm going to actually be continuing the series at the church right here in Greater Sudbury in the Valley at 1621 Valley View Road. Sunday morning, I'm going to be talking about get the weeds off your seeds. And what does it look like to take something that's been unproductive, that is a good seed, and get it to produce the harvest that God intends for it in your life? Because we need to understand that life is about a seed. We've talked about it. Listen, watch your words. Watch your actions. Watch your thoughts. Watch your companions. Watch your habits. Why? Because that is the end result of your life. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto all that believe." I want to get to a point and a place in our life that as we've dealt with our heart, we move our heart into a believing heart. You know, we've looked at our heart according to the book of Ezekiel in 36, where God says that he'll give us a new heart. We've talked about how our heart is got to be cultivated, and that the Word of God put into our heart is the seed that begins to change our thoughts. It's a seed that begins as we act on the Word of God. It does something to create the life and plow the ground up that'll produce in our life that we can see the great things that God has for us in our life. That's why we bring you Give Me the Word. That's why we want to connect with you all across the North. We're a Northern Ontario ministry reaching out to Northern Ontario. And yes, we have people that listen in other countries and around the world because this great network, KFM, has a presence on the internet as well. But we want you to know that we're here for you and that we love you and that we believe in you. And we're so thankful for KFM. And we've partnered together. Perhaps you're listening for the first time because many areas have been opened up. We have so many people sharing the good news of the gospel right here on KFM and telling their friends and families to listen to Radio for Life. You could become your family's evangelist, your city's evangelist, your church's evangelist by just telling people to share the local station information right there. And remember, we have right here at KFM for you a prayer line, a toll-free prayer line for the needs in your life. You know, nowhere else in Canada is there something like this for God's people. A toll-free prayer line just for you. No radio station has it. We have it right here for you. God loves Northern Ontario. And I want to give you that number. And if you need prayer today, if you're in a difficult situation, if you're needing a breakthrough in your finances, a healing, if you're needing to see something go on with your children and something happen in a relationship, or you're looking for a job, a shift in things, or you're just needing to be uplifted and encouraged, Our prayer team right here at KFM, just for you, has been trained. They're qualified. It's all confidential. And they're waiting for your call, toll-free. Here's the number, 866-772-9379. That's anywhere across Northern Ontario, 866-772-9379. All they're going to do is ask for your first name so they can connect and pray with you. And if you'll call today, you can get the hope and the help you need, because the Word of God is the seed that will change your life. That's why we're looking at the Word of God and we're seeing what God has to say. And I love the quote, and I've used it many times in this series that I'm talking about. Tony Evans said it this way: if God's word is not working, you need to check the ground it landed on, because there's nothing wrong with the seed. You know, there's an enemy to the seed. You know, Jesus said it this way, and I'm going to read you Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 12, and over the next couple of days, we're really going to dig into this. But if you got your Bible, grab it, get a cup of coffee, sit down, just take a pause right now from a moment at work, if you can, on your break time, and listen to what we're talking about here. We're going to Bible study a little bit. Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 12 in the New American Standard. It says, "When a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by the way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky soil, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell into the good soil, and grew up and produced a crop 100 times as great." As he said these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples began questioning him as what this parable meant. And he said, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and to the rest it is a parable, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so they will not believe and be saved." You know, I want you to understand something. As Jesus spoke, he spoke in parables, that spiritual truth that was told in an allegory or in a story that he wants you to get a hold, that the disciples were able to receive it because they went to Jesus for the answer. That's right, they went to Jesus for the answer, and they hungered after truth. If you're hungering after truth today, God has some answers for you. And the answers are coming to you by way of this program right now, where he's talking about the Word of God as a seed. You know, you have to ask yourself this question. You know, there's an enemy to the seed, and there are tactics that Satan used to hinder the spiritual growth and transformation of your life. God wants something very powerful and real to transpire. He gives the seed of the gospel, the good news that has been sown, and some of it goes into our heart, and the enemy immediately comes and takes it away. Ask yourself this question. If your vision is distorted, everything you see is unclear. If things are unclear, you need something to clarify what you're seeing. You need assistance with your vision. You know, I wear glasses. You know, to helps me go ahead and see more clearly what's before me. And you know, sometimes we need something to help clear up our vision. You may not realize that things are unclear until you put glasses on and you begin to see things really clearly for the first time. God's word tells us that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit. God's word tells us that it is a light and a lamp unto our path. God's word tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. God's word tells us that we are more than a conqueror through Christ if we'll believe on him. God's word speaks and tells us truth, that if we're hungry for truth, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the answer to every situation you have. Jesus' parable in Luke chapter 8 makes it clear that in order for the word of God to work in our lives, the soil of our heart must be ready to receive it. The seed is flawless. But if the soil is not conducive to growth, then the person will never see what the seed was designed to accomplish. You know, I want you to receive all that God has for you. We've taken a lot of time to teach over the last several programs about seed and what it is and how it'll produce. And we want you to get a hold of this, that you have in your hand right now what's needed to change your life. That's right. If you'll hear the word that's being preached. For with God, all things are possible. The Bible says, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. We just read in Isaiah that the word of the Lord goes forth and will accomplish everything that God has intended for it. You know, some of the word is just being sent out there right now, and it's going to land on your heart. And you're going to consider what I'm saying. And it's what the word of God declares, that one planted, another watered, but God gave the increase. God's going to increase you today. God's going to increase your wisdom, your understanding, your revelation, and you're going to see that God has right now for you the perfect time and the perfect place that you've been crying out for. You've been crying out for answers to transform and change your life. How is it going to happen? I'm giving it to you right now. The Word of God, the seed, brings transformation. And as we cultivate our heart, and as we receive the Word of God into that heart, we understand that it's prepared to receive the Lord. You know, when you understand, if we don't use it, we'll lose it. The seed of God's Word must be cultivated, or it will be snatched away by Satan. A hardened soul and a refusal to hear God's point of view makes a person worse off than he had ever, than if he had never heard it before. I want to tell you something. You know, as you get a hold of the Word of God, the same sun, and I love this illustration. I don't remember where I heard it, but I heard it so long ago. The same sun that hardened the clay melted the ice. The same sun that hardened the clay melted the ice. You know, God wants to melt your heart with His love. God wants to melt your heart with His compassion and His mercy. God wants to melt your heart with seeds of truth that'll go in and transform your life. God wants to melt your heart and give you hope today in a difficult situation. But you've got to open your heart up and allow the Word to come in. You see, it's possible that people need to understand this very truth from God's Word, that the devil wants to keep the seed of God's Word from taking root in the soil of your heart. I want you to get this today. If you get nothing else today, get this. God loves you. There's nothing to be afraid about. Fear is not of God. It says in the Word of God that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You've got nothing to lose by trusting God. I challenge you right now to trust God today. The book of Proverbs tells us, trust the Lord and lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He'll direct our steps. I challenge you today to trust the Lord. I challenge you today to step out in faith. You know, as we looked at seed, you've got to sow seed in faith. And sometimes that faith has a risk component to it, because you don't know what the end result's going to be. You've got to tend the garden. You've got to protect the garden. You've got to water the garden. You've got to nurture the garden. But the end result is you'll get to enjoy the fruit of that garden. It's the same way with our lives. Would you risk today sowing faith, sowing that trust to the Lord, and say, Lord, I'm going to give this situation to you today, and I'm going to trust you. If it's a family member, if it's your health, if it's your finances, if it's your dreams, would you give it to the Lord today? And just trust Him and say this right now. Your seed, I learned from Oral Roberts Ministries many years ago, that you've got to look at God as your source. God is your source. God is the one who will provide for you. God is the healer, no matter how it comes. God is the sustainer, no matter where it comes from. It's God that is the source of all things for our life. And that when you look to God, you've got to see Him as your source. God is your source. Would you just say that with me right now? God is my source. He'll meet my need. Now say this first. You know, say, God, I'm going to give you this seed of faith right now. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you, Lord. And I'm going to expect a miracle. You see, your seed today could be the right word, deed, or action. Ask the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit what seed you should sow today. You know, it could be just reaching out and calling the prayer line and getting somebody to come into agreement. It could be reaching out in forgiveness and mercy. We're going to look at this more over the next couple of days, but I want you to get a hold of a seed of faith today. Look at God as your source. I'm challenging you today to trust God. Trust God. It says, perfect peace is His whose mind is stayed on thee. There's your answer for the day. Perfect peace is His whose mind is stayed on thee. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for every individual listening to the sound of my voice, that their heart has been cultivated. Their heart has had seeds of the Word of God deposited in right now today. And Lord, I thank you those seeds are germinated and taken home. And Father, their act of faith right now is they're coming into agreement with me and they're saying, God, you're my source. You're my source of love. You're my source of supply. You're my source of healing. I'm going to look at you and I'm going to put my trust in you, Lord, today. And I'm going to give you this seed of obedience. Just ask the Lord what you should sow today. Ask the Lord what you should plant, looking to him as your source. And then say this, Father, I expect a miracle in the name of Jesus. This is Jeff Edwards saying we love you. I want to give you that prayer line one more time. It's 866-772-9379. Anywhere across Northern Ontario, call it 866-772-9379. I'd like to say, ladies, you can still get the registration for Women of Worth if you'll call the church office or send an email to the listing of the email of womenofworthinfo@gmail.com. We'd love to see you March the 9th. Brooke Nichols is going to do worship. It's going to be a great ladies conference, premier ladies conference all across Northern Ontario. Ladies are coming. Don't miss out. Get your registration today. Call us at 705-588-7600. This is Jeff Edwards saying Jesus loves you. We love you. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.